Gila just blessed the beat. This is Shauna the Songbird.
And this is Shahari.
And welcome to season two finale of Why the Songbird Sings. Shahari, this has been a wonderful, wonderful year. It has gone by so quickly. No, I don't know why you made that face, but okay. How do you feel? How do you feel about, you know, the year? What is, like, what's up, what's new, all those things? So many questions. Start by, like, what's new, what's going on, what's been going on since last time we've released a project?
What's new?
Podcast. Can't talk.
Well, I'm ready for this holiday break is what I'm ready for. I'm going to South Carolina for to be with family for the holidays from Christmas to New Year's is the plan. That's what's new. Oh, I'm getting some new things for the house. New TV. I'm thinking about getting a new lawnmower. I need a new lawnmower. And I think I'm going to do it. That's the new stuff. As far as what's been happening. Yeah. Since the cruise, it's been like a quick 2 weeks of chaos at work. We had a holiday concert. And we didn't get all the music until the day of the first rehearsal. So, yeah, I'm ready for this break. I'm ready to try some eggnog with, apparently you can put whiskey in it or whatever you're going to put in it.
Yes, put some brandy in
that's
it.
That's what it is. Mm. I'm going to try that. I like eggnog by itself, but I've never had it with anything else, I don't think. I don't remember. But they say it's good when you put it. Just like apparently Lindsay Lohan said that milk and Pepsi or milk and Coke or milk and Dr. Pepper was good. And and apparently somebody on Facebook tried it and he said it was delicious. So that he put a lot of milk in there. I don't think I'm going to drink that much milk with the Dr. Pepper. But I think it's worth a shot. So I guess I'll like literally a shot. Like, get some milk and some Dr. Pepper. I know you got a sensitive stomach. Everything makes you go to the toilet. But some of us who are normal, we can try those things. So, yeah, eggnog and brandy, milk and Dr. Pepper. I finally stepped up my Dirty Santa game. And I actually went to TJ Maxx and got a decent gift. That's not whatever I usually do. It's usually not much thought put into it. I just try to get something and I get a bag. And then I get some paper for that bag so you don't know what's in the bag. And then I give that bag as part of the gifts to get. Now, I made sure we had that limit, that $25 limit. So it's already wrapped. I got a bag. I got paper for the bag. So they're not going to know what's in the bag, right? And it's going to be a good gift, hopefully. Well, it's a good gift. It is a good gift. They get a lot of stuff in that little Christmas thing I got from TJ Maxx. TJ Maxx is the spot I'm going to be going to get my gifts now.
That's so weird.
I usually go to Walmart. Walmart is not it. Don't do it. Especially neighborhood. That's not where you get gifts for Dirty Santa. And Dirty Santa is, if you don't know, it has nothing to do with rated R pornographic stuff for Shauna's people. It is just... You steal gifts from people. That's all you do. You're not selling dildos and pre-cum and lube. We're not doing that at the Sturdy Santa. We are holy, right? So this is just where you steal the gifts in a fun, friendly, fashionable way. And that's what we're going to be doing on this coming Sunday. They want me to bring a souffle or casserole. So I'm going to do that. And I'm going to bring this wonderful TJ Maxx gift. It's great.
Have a good, why are you like this?
Fun, friendly,
like,
competition. Last year, I walked away with a bottle of alcohol. We'll see what I get this year. We'll see what I steal this year. We'll see what I get. But that's what's new.
This year, they'll give you a blunt.
I have to give that back. Once again, I have to give that back.
Oh, yeah.
But, or maybe I can chop it up and feed it to my plants. I don't know. Yeah. That's what's new. So that's what's going on. You?
I'm just still weak on the fact that you just came for me and then you turn around and say Shama's people, like we some type of just perverted individuals.
Well, you do tend to go to that place.
I mean, often, well, you know, when you hear everything. A title, but when you hear a title called Dirty Santa, like, what do you expect? Like, I wouldn't expect pre-cum. I mean, you bust out pre-cum. I'm like, wait, let's not call pre-cum. That's literally
like your second, third favorite word. I was on the phone with you like an first hour ago.
I was shopping. I don't like pre-cum.
And you were testing your speakers and you were literally said 1, 2 pre-cum. Like 3 times while I was on the phone.
I was testing the mic. You were testing the
speakers and this is how you test the speakers. 1, 2, 3 cum. Right. Snapping. 1, 2, 3 cum. Why?
That's how I do it. Like, even like when I used to like perform live and we would do a mic check or whatever, like sometimes I would slip that in there and be like, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3, come, testing 1, 2, you know, just anyways. Yeah. So for me, the cruise, which was a wonderful experience. The ship we were on made national news. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is a good first time cruise. You know, I almost drowned. That was good. Tragic. You know,
you just pushing the limits. You were just ready to die. You weren't even trying to float. You were ready to die. I was like, calm down. You were about to bring me down. I had to go. I had to leave. Like the man was coming to rescue me. I had to get out of the way.
My anxiety was so bad.
In that water and you were like, nope. You just gave up. You just completely gave up. I was like,
that's literally what happened.
That you knew how to swim.
The water.
You lied.
I do. And I do know how to swim.
You forgot that time.
Like I said, my anxiety came over. Vest. And
that was helping from you to previous float.
From my previous experiences, life vests never kept me afloat because until like recently.
You have to tread water with them on.
No, even when I would try to tread water with them on, they didn't keep me afloat.
That's BS,
I'm telling you.
I'm sorry. That's BS.
Oh my goodness. I'm over here telling you my life and what happened in my life.
I was there with you.
And I'm talking about before. And
you
are not
so some
for
alien
me,
being
like,
that's got 50 tons of muscle in your body. You can float.
And so for me, like, I was like, oh, I'm floating. I'm like, oh, I can actually like float and do this. I was like, okay. This is new water. I'm so used to like having something to like, I don't know, something to at least hold on to at least. And it was just like, and like I said, the waves got higher and like, I was like, my heart. And I just like, I felt my heart and like my damn, and through my damn ears and the water got in my mouth and that was it. It was over.
Yeah, you put your hands up like that and just kept drowning. Didn't even try to stop. Like, you're the only two black people out here and you being embarrassed.
Oh, I'm sorry, but like I said, my anxiety just went. And you said, come down. And I'm, in my head, I'm like, I can't. I cannot get me out of this water so I can, like, calm my life. And I did, eventually. Oh, sweet Jesus. Anyways, wonderful experience. 10 out of 10 recommend. So what else happened? I left New York, came back to St. Louis. Me and my partner are doing some cohabitating, and it's interesting because I did this before and I was quite nervous about doing it again. And but this time it's completely different. And I think I'm at a point to where, like, I don't know how to feel. Like, I don't know how to feel.
Am I supposed to say something?
No, I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you, like, I don't know how to.
You've done it before. The thing to not do is to compare it or automatically start comparing it. That's the thing not to do.
I mean, well, that's not necessarily comparing it, but I used the situation before as a thing of, like, this is not going to work out. This is going to be, like, the cause of us to break up, blah, 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 blah. But it's just like, no, they're two different people, and it's so different. It's like it's somebody who, like, I'm not gonna bash my ex, but I will say I'm with somebody who's able to contribute to the household.
So you're not gonna bash him, but you can tell the truth. And either way, you're gonna bash him by just telling the truth. So,
yeah. I mean, well, I feel like bashing. I feel like, I don't know, but I mean, I guess you have a point. But yeah, he contributes, and like, and it's like really, like, thoughtful and considerate, and it's just like, I don't know how to feel, like somebody who wants to. Like, someone who wants to take care of me and not only, like, just says they want to take care of me, but actually, like, do things to show that they want to. And for me, I don't get that often, if that makes sense.
So basically what you're saying is you're thinking too much.
Not, I would say it's a mixture of thinking too much and it's a mixture of thinking too much, and also you have to think about the fact that black women are not oftentimes able to be feminine and to, like, be just taken care of without someone, like, doing it to take advantage of them. Like, oftentimes a lot of people don't, like, turn around and, like, want to take care of us or allow us to just kind of just be cute and be dainty and just and not have to, like, work or be rough and this and the third. And so, like, for me to, like, get that, it's like, what? And not even tossing in the queer aspect of it, where it's like, you don't really even get that kind of situation oftentimes as a queer person either. So it's just kind of like, whoa, like I get off work and you have dinner ready? What? I'm not prepared for that. Or I'm like, oh, I need to do this around the house. I'll probably do that on my off day. And I come home and it's already done. Or I wake up and I'm like, wait a minute, I was going to do that and it's already done. And it's just like, what? You actually like do stuff? You actually like want to be proactive and be like, well, you know what? Well, I'll be like, I want this. And you go, how much is it? I'll get it for you. What? I'm not used to that. And for me, it's kind of hard to accept it because I don't want my partner to think that I'm taking advantage of them either. So it's just like, I want to accept all this attentiveness and everything else. But then also it's just like, how much do you accept without it seeming like you're taking advantage of that person being there?
How many Shaunas are there in the world?
I don't know. I mean, to my knowledge, there's only one.
The answer is one.
Okay.
It doesn't need all that extraness. The answer is one. So you don't have to compare yourself to the statistic of most black women. So go ahead and get rid of that.
Okay.
And accept love, which is what it is. And give love, which is what you naturally do. So back to that, what I said first, you're thinking too much. But that's just something that women typically do. so notice it whenever you do it. When you're thinking too much, just notice it, process it. Am I thinking too much? If the answer is yes, then stop. And just live and accept your love. It would be so much easier if y'all just did that.
I mean, it's not like people make it easy for us to do such.
Again, how many Shaunas are there in the world? We're talking about you, not the whole world. We're talking about you.
It's not like other people have made it easy for me to do such.
Go. Now, you're thinking too much. Stop. And accept the love that you are
getting. Okay, I got you. I got you. And
uplifting.
I'm so weak. But anyways, well, okay, I will take that advice. It will be a process for me to catch myself and whatnot, but I'll take it. But outside of that, I mean, just a lot of his family time, me planning for him to meet my family. I got the rental paid for. I talked to the caterer. So now I had to make the invitations. And after that, it'll be it. And we'll be ready to go to Birmingham and have him meet my family. My mom wants to like ride around with us for some reason, and she wants to stay at the rental with us. And I find it hilarious because when I told him my dad might be staying with us, he was like, so you don't want to have sex? I'm like, we can still have sex. It'll be the opposite side of the house. I was like, all right, I guess you don't want my folks there. All right. I guess it's understandable.
It's mainly you that'd be okay to do that type of stuff with your parents around.
I mean, they did it when I was little, so shoot, might as well.
There's a form, there's a side of you that you just don't think you know. It's just that's who you are. You literally
don't know. James Brown said the big payback, so I mean... anyways, but yeah, so that is it with me. Just living, loving, and planning a lot of stuff for next year, because a lot of stuff is happening beginning of the year, and trying to figure out what I want to do for my birthday. It's going to be a big one, and I don't know what I want to do.
You're talking about your birthday? Mm-hmm. See, that's too far away.
That's 4 months.
Well, then again, you'd be doing the most, so you know, go for it.
Exactly, exactly. That's why I need to plan.
So you'll Thank be you, off sir. In some like... island somewhere, but only you can get to. There won't be no water. Because you're sink. How's it?
Just shady ass.
You'll be off on some island somewhere. You'll invite just one person, and then you'll have your servants. There won't be no water. There will be toilets in every spot a toilet can be. Which every time you eat, you'll have to go use the bathroom.
I mean, you gotta keep it clear. You gotta keep the alleyway clear.
It clears itself. Typically, it should. Right. Right. Yours, I think there's something else that induces it. because I would not use the bathroom as often as you use the bathroom. Oh, by the way, I got my water bill from last month. And in the 3 days that you were here, you used over twice the amount of water that I use in a month.
I know you're lying. Oh my goodness. I was
Now, water's not a very expensive bill, but it's just like the amount of water that was used. Over twice the amount of water I use in a month.
I mean, it's not like I took like 5 or 6 showers there. I think, like, I don't know. Oh, child. Anyways, if you're done dragging me for life, I'll be ready for the next segment.
Oh, we're moving on. Okay. Yes, totally.
Oh, Jesus. And then he said, oh, are we moving on? Like, he wasn't finished dragging me. All right. Here is Reflection. Why don't you want me? Why can't you look at me without getting mad? What is it? Who is it? What's stopping you? Because I know you feel it. I know you feel it when we are together. The chemistry between you and me is so reactive, yet you run from it. Why? You know when we lock eyes, there's a spark that incites you to want to get closer. You know you want to know what I taste like. You know I want to know how you feel, not just on top of me, but inside of me. why will we not indulge in a connection that could be the best decision that we can make? However, you chose them. You chose society. And you chose to be in a state to where your dreams could have been and are right in front of you, but you can't have it. I thank you for letting me go and allowing someone else who isn't afraid to love me and fuck me like I deserve. We might question what could have been, but the reality is that you aren't here and afraid of being queer. Maybe next lifetime. Sincerely, Shauna the Songbird.
Very straightforward. Finally.
That was, I can't stand you.
Good release from the past. I assume you're talking about a previous relationship, possibly. At one point in time, I thought you could have been talking about food, but then you finally said what we all were thinking. I'm assuming it was the last New York relationship.
No. actually it was a mixture of people, actually. So I was talking to the girls, the Aries sisters, I think it was last night, and one of them was like, she was like, you're always being chosen. You're always being chosen. You always have somebody or have access to somebody or something like that. And I laughed at it because I'm like, I'm not always chosen. And at one point I was discouraged about dating because I would meet these individuals and the physical attraction was there, the conversation mental was there, but they were not ready to be with me. And they were not ready to experience what it meant to be with me. So I was like, so when she was saying what she was saying, I was just like, I'm like, even if it looks like that's the case, just know that that's not the full story, because there are so many people that are, they are afraid of like what it would seem like to society and to the world for them to be with me. And I've experienced that with, cis men and cis women and, you know, and now that everyone that we're getting older, like I'm starting some of the same people, like I'm start, like they have been like coming forth and being like, you know what, like, I wanted you then, I still kind of want you now, but I wasn't ready for you. Or, like, people have told me, like, I was nervous to be with someone like you then, and I thought I needed to get my shit together and need to get myself together before I got with you. But that was, like, but in my head, I'm just, like, that was like 5 to 10 years ago, like, or more. Like, we've all been growing and stuff like that. Like, I've leveled up from then. So I'm like, I mean, why do you think you're ready now? what's the deal? So it's just like, but like I said, I'm happy in my I'm happy in my relationship now. It's the healthiest I would say I've been in a relationship. It's the happiest, consistent happiness I've ever experienced in a relationship. And yeah, so I'm just like, you know, like what Ariana Grande said, thank you, next.
Well, that's good. That was a good growth. You've gotten what you needed. Anything else on that?
Nope, that's it. That was my moment.
Yes, it's okay not to be chosen. Not everybody likes the attention. And then, what was I trying
to say? Well, some people want the attention. Yeah, some people do want the attention. They just don't know how to process the attention.
I guess I'm one of those people that don't know how to process the attention. I just run away from the attention. Typically is what I do.
I'm nodding my head yes. That is he.
But if we are ready for Words of Light segment, we are moving on.
Go ahead, hit us with some Words of Light.
So moving on to Words of Light segment, it is the last episode of the year. Yes, it's the last episode of the year. So we're going to reflect a little bit. We're going to do a prayer for the end of the year, going on to the new one. And we're going to talk about how the Lord has taken care of us throughout this year, because he's definitely taken care of me. He's given me some stuff I never knew I would have at this point in life. He's increased finances, and mentally I'm stronger than I was last year. I keep getting things keep coming to me. I'm getting a new TV. Thank you, shout out to parents, shout out to the people that invited me on the cruise. I didn't think I would be going on a cruise for my birthday, but I did. Thank you for the friends that invited me to that, for the friends that came. Shauna came and dealt with me, and I'd had to deal with her. Yes, I hadn't looked at you in a while, so those 5 days were a bit trying for the both of us.
Because, baby, you were doing it.
I just wasn't used to it. And I didn't know how to deal. Noise. It's like you just make so much noise with everything you do.
I just be existing in life.
You're like, are you okay? Are you dying? Are you like suffering? Are you having a hard time? Like, that's the noise that I'm talking about. Sound like everything seemed to be a chore. Like, you got out of the bathroom and you took a deep breath. Like, what were you doing? But anyway, I thank you for
coming. I was going to make a comment, but I'll be quiet.
A great birthday. You made it as good as you could make it. You took care of me with the water and hydration and the patch for my ear.
And the medicine, right.
And you gave me...
Because you was not prepared for nothing.
That's the first time, I guess.
None of y'all...
I've gotten older, because I've never been on a boat where I've had to use something like that. So I guess my brain is gotten older and I need help.
None of y'all were prepared. I'm like, wait a minute. Am I the drugstore at this point? What's going on? Yeah,
we don't go on a trip expecting to be sick. We're not 5-year-olds.
Shit. I had brought that stuff just in case I needed it, baby. I'm passing it around like candy.
Yeah, it's been a good year, despite some stuff that happens, but it happened because I am where I'm supposed to be. It's confirmation that I am where I'm supposed to be, and somebody is jealous or somebody feels like they should have it, but they don't realize what I did, what I've gone through to get. So, it's been a great year. I have no regrets of the decisions that I have made. leaving the last job, coming to the new one, buying the house, all this hand waving. What are you doing?
Preach, preacher.
So it's been good. It's been nothing but up and up and progress throughout the day, throughout the year. Next year, I have more plans. I'm going to continue with this publishing business, continue doing that, working on that, and moving on to that last thing that's missing. I think it's the last thing. I don't know what it is.
I mean, it's not the last thing, but
not the last thing, but
it's something that seems to
keep eluding me for some reason.
You just gotta start accepting the attention,
right? Yeah, but some people's attention, they be giving me the creep. Some of these people's attention, they be making me feel like I'm a medium steak with some type of hollandaise sauce with a little garland on the side and some chips or some frites.
some fries. Oh my god.
Maybe a side Moscato wine next to it. Like, some of these people make me feel like I'm
this is such a weird combination. You got steak, you got fries, you got steak and fries. I was just dreaming,
like steak and fritz, like fritz and steak, like that's fritz and schnitzel. That's what it was. It was like a steak and fries. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, I've had it before. Don't get me wrong. I still eat the shiz. I had it before, but I don't know. I typically don't think of steak with fries, and then you added a dessert wine.
Yeah, because that's the type of wine.
Moscato with it.
You and your champagne, like when dry Chardonnay. That you
but like
with
well, but with first of all, that's your grandma. Not me. don't do that. Don't. That's your grandma. Your grandma's the one who likes Chardonnay. Let's remember. Don't do me.
Whatever that was, we had. No, it was grandma. It Moscato. Was it risotto? What was it? It was something. It was okay. It wasn't. I didn't like it. I tried. I had to.
Oh, you talking about for your birthday?
I think they
gave us Prosecco. Oh no, the red wine was, I think a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah, it was.
No, it was a Merlot. It was a Merlot because I remember the other one. I said he's not gonna like that. So let's do that. Let's do the Merlot.
But yeah, it's been a good year. It's good that we get to laugh about the year, and we're still here. I did have somebody that just passed just Wednesday. He was about 38.
Bless it.
He was the person I asked you to pray for. But but we're still gonna celebrate his life on this coming Sunday with our potluck, with our little brunch, and Dirty Santa. And yeah, so we're still here. So this devotional is coming from the Bible app. It's titled Jehovah Rohi, and it is by Tony Evans. This is day 3. We're going through Psalm 23, talking about how he's taking care of us. I thought it was a good ending, because he's taking care of us throughout this year. So, the shepherd guides his sheep on the paths that lead home. Because the shepherd provides for the needs for his sheep and is present with them, even in the face of danger, the sheep learn to obey the shepherd. As they experience the goodness and loving kindness, Psalm 23 and 6, of the shepherd, they learn that they can trust his voice as he summons them to follow. Likewise, David knew that Jehovah Rohi, the divine shepherd, was both directing him in paths of righteousness, Psalm 23 and 3, and guiding him, ultimately, to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, Psalm 23 and 6. In the Gospel of John, Jesus identifies himself as the good shepherd, who lays down his life for the sheep, John 10 and 11. Jesus went on to note that my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. No one will snatch them out of my hand. John 10:27-28. What more could a sheep ask for than a shepherd who is willing to give his life for the protection of the sheep? Have you learned to hear, trust, and follow the voice of the Good Shepherd? Like David, we can also come to know the provision, presence, and guidance of the Lord as our shepherd. And as we do, we will learn to call him Jehovah Rohi. So that was day three, Jehovah Rohi by Nick Evans on Tony Evans from the Bible app. So I just wanted to end it with that, talking about how he's taking care of us, because I've come to learn more of his voice, more of his direction. I've prayed prayers that I didn't see myself praying. I read the Bible more than I usually did, about a year or 2 years ago. And my prayer and fasting, the fasting that Shauna's going to get on eventually, prayer and fasting and my tithe and offering that I do, I am reaping those benefits. I see the difference that is made in my life, and I see the growth that has happened in my life over this year, over the past 2 years, since 2021 is where it seems to have been an acceleration. So he has taken care of me. Things keep coming that I didn't ask for, that I didn't see myself having, despite the opposition. Like every day there's somebody that tries to steal your joy, but he just renews it every day. He renews your spirit every day. He wakes you up, protects you from things. There are so many people that have gotten sick or had COVID, and I have never had COVID or anything like that. I see the difference that having him in my life has made. And I pray for those who don't have him in their life, and that they come to seek him and know him as I have, including those that attempt to steal my joy on a regular. So I just wanted to share that with you. So it's like we're going into a new year. The end is not yet. It's not yet. So we're going to end it strong. We're going to do a 21-day fast in January. Yes, Shauna is raising her hand saying yes, she's going to do that. 21-day fast in January. You can do it. 5 to 5 p.m.
That's the whole time of my work.
And?
You want me to be hormonal?
No, and I want you to be able to control your flesh, because you have very little control over it. But yes, we're going to end it strong, and we're going to we're going to do this prayer for the end of the year with me. So let's go here. Okay, bow your heads and pray. As the dawn breaks on a new year, let us give thanks for all we hold dear. Our health, our family, and our friends. Let us release our grudges, our anger, and our pains. For these are nothing but binding chains. Let us live each day in the most loving ways, the God-conscious way. Let us serve all who are in need, regardless of race, color, or creed. Let us keep God of our own understanding in our hearts, and to chant God's name each day. Let us lead the world from darkness to light, from falsehood to truth, and from wrong to right. Let us remember that we are all one, embracing all, discriminating against none. May your year be filled with peace, prosperity, and love. May God's blessings shower upon you and bestow upon each of you a bright, healthy, and peaceful new year. Dear God, as we come to the close of another year, we thank you that you have been with us through the days of this past year, Thank you for giving me joy all through this year. Thank you for surrounding me with your peace. And thank you for another year to start over again. I thank you that throughout the season of life, there are endings and new beginnings. I bless your word that reminds us that there is a time for every purpose under heaven. So I thank you for the things that have ended in my life, and I bless you for new beginnings. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
That was your Words of Light segment with Shahari on this episode. Please go forth and prosper.
Come on now. You better preach that word. We still gonna pray about this 21 day fast. My Lord. But thank you for that. Yes, it's definitely, we love to see the growth and love to see the joy that God gives you. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
You know what?
Thank you so much.
You know what? Nah, fuck you, motherfucker.
See, I'm sick of this. This is why you need to do that 21 day fast.
So I can say even harsher things. I'm just playing. What we gonna see? Can I at least have water? Can I drink water?
Yes, you can drink water. You can drink water, you can drink tea, you can drink fresh juice. Or if you'd rather do a Daniel fast where he just didn't eat meats or sweets for a certain amount of time. So from 5 to 5, no meats or sweets.
Okay, so I can do the sweets because I don't eat sweets a lot. For me, it would be the meat, but that should be okay, because my partner is a vegetarian, like, most of the time, so that works out. I'm going to have to modify it to, like, a Daniel fast.
Yeah. That's fine. But a fast...
We'll see. We're going to pray on that.
A fast, a biblical fast is not eating, basically. None of this, no TV or no Facebook. That's not a biblical fast.
My God. But for the last part of the podcast, yes. Just a nice little, not super serious, moments, just reflecting on the year and how you felt, and just like how you felt with the year. I feel like you've said most of the things so far. So for you, I would say, what moment of the year was like I don't want to say your favorite moment of the year, but did anything happen this year where you just like this is like my moment of the year, I guess. Or the highlight. Like, what are the highlights of your year this current year?
I guess.
In 2022.
The highlights would be me getting the Camaro V1. Mm-hmm. And another would be the moments of drunkenness. because at those moments, I don't have anxiety like I usually do. It's unfortunate that it typically only happens when I am under with spirits.
I am with spirits. Oh,
but
Do they take over is the question.
No, the spirits was the alcohol. That's another way to say alcohol. It's the spirits, it's the drinks.
I know, but I try to be funny. Because, you know, they say, they used to say, like, if you consume alcohol, especially enough of it, like, when you're, like, tipsy and stuff, you get, like, consumed, like, spirits will actually, like, consume.
Yeah, you're more easily swayed, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, those are the highlights. When I got the second car I didn't expect to get. I got a second raise I was expecting to get. And I got to visit my friends for one of his birthdays. That was a quick turnaround weekend trip, and that was nice. I enjoyed that. Hanging with them, seeing the kids. Talking trash on that, what's it called? What is it? It's a game. I can't think of the name right now. Spades. That game. That game is deadly. That game. You can come with your feelings, but don't leave them on your shoulder.
Okay. Another reason why I'm scared for New Year's Eve. Oof.
But yeah, those are my highlights. Would be hanging with people and getting things I didn't think I would get. I've gotten like two paintings that I didn't expect myself to get, and they're really nice looking paintings. Yeah, it's those highlights, getting things you didn't expect and experiencing joy with friends and family. Those would be my highlights of the year. The cruise was in that too, because that was the biggest trip of the year. I took about three trips this year, and the cruise was probably the biggest one.
And you were drunk for most of it.
I was not.
Well, you were.
I was hungover for you were, some of right. it. Not all of it. It was mainly just that first day. With that.
Ooh, yeah, that child. First day. Y'all, when I tell you.
But if the boat hadn't been rocking like it was, it wouldn't have been so bad. But I mean, I took one bite of that omelet and it was over. It was over.
Where's James, honey? Where's James?
And then poor James. Damn, James. Like, you almost ruined the trip. Almost. Thank God that you made it, you almost ruined it, James.
Right. I think the cruise was funny on the fact that we were drinking pretty much for most of the day. Every day.
Yeah, we had 15 drinks to get. That's five.
And still
five for
didn't
breakfast,
reach the
five
15.
For lunch, five for dinner. And I could not have. I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't have made it.
What you call it? I could have made it, but yeah, I was like, somebody got to live to tell the tale.
Exactly.
Somebody got to be of sound mind.
It was never you. It was never you. To be honest, you're one of those people who would be on the devil on somebody's shoulder.
Oh my God!
You would be the devil on the person's shoulder. You would not be the angel.
Damn.
There was no in between. You would be the devil on the person's shoulder.
Damn.
You would be the one saying, "Give in to your desires," and all of that.
Why I gotta be the devil on the shoulder? Oh my God! I love the way you just painted me to the audience. But all right. I'm screaming, but I mean, I don't think I'm that bad to be the devil. Anyway,
it's not that you are the devil. Everybody nice. Has their own stuff. You know, like on the cartoons, you had, you know, like
I know what
you're
saying.
The dog had the devil dog, and you had the angel dog. That you would just be on that side of go with your desires, go with how you feel, not what is.
How you feeling positive right now?
And what will be good for the future.
Do you want
to go with?
Do you want to fight this bitch? Fight this bitch right here.
Yes,
that would be me. Oh, jeez, I'm so fucking weak. But anyways, Cool Beans, love that. When I was thinking about that, I didn't know what to really put for mine. And I joked with my mom and I told her, I was like, I feel like I haven't done anything this year.
What did you just say to me? Haven't you been on like 8 trips? Didn't you go to Greece? That was this year. Yes, that was this year. And then you went on a CBD gummy and weed trip somewhere in the mountains with somebody else too. Didn't you do that? You know, went to like 3 weddings.
I'm so weak.
I assume you saved somebody's life.
Jesus, I'm so weak. But with that being said, for me, it's kind of hard to place like my top experiences. I know. I guess the first one would be bringing the new year with my partner, and like showing him around New York City for the first time. Well, for his first time in New York City, that was an experience because we were fresh, and he had to completely trust me, and trust that I would, you know, keep him safe and this, that, and the third. Which I find it funny because he was like, yeah, so I don't know if he told me during, while he was there or if he told me like afterwards, but he eventually told me, he was like, gave my best friends your address just in case something happened to me. I was like, damn. It's like that. I was like, but you know what? You smart because you never know these days. You know, look at, what's her name? Shaquilla? Isn't it the young lady name?
Who?
That went on a trip with her friends to Mexico.
I don't know.
I think it's Shaquilla Robinson. I think that's her name. But it was a young black woman. She went on a trip. Her name was Shanquilla Robinson. She went to Mexico with some friends, and her friends killed her. I mean, exactly how they killed her. That's quite sure, because it's video of her fighting, well, not her fighting, but one of the friends fighting her and beating on her, but she wasn't fighting back. And I think it was like a video of like all of them in a room, and she just kind of like, why is it taking so long and what y'all doing in here? So it was kind of like questioning of like if they like aspire to kill her on purpose or what. But, you know, she went on a trip and she never came back. And now it's, you know, all kinds of questioning and everything else around it. So, I mean, I understand, you know, things.
That's tragic and weird. You know. So she went on a trip with her friends and her friends killed her. Like, okay.
Right. I hope justice gets properly served. And so, like, you know, so I get it. So, I mean, so that was, like, the first thing. And then after that would be, gosh, I don't know. I guess the next thing would be when I start taking all the trips and stuff. I start taking all the trips in March when I was, like, Arizona. I was in Tennessee for a little bit. I was I was in St. Louis doing things. I went to Greece by myself, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Definitely an experience. I missed solo international travel. I haven't done it in a while. And so it was like, you know, everything's open now. I can do things now with not all these restrictions. Cool beans. Had a time of my life. The food was amazing. The people I ran into were really nice, really cool people. Even the stranger that I rode on the scooter with. Ridiculous. you say is, ridiculous. I just say
that's what she does.
You know, it was a blessing that I wasn't murdered. Because he could have taken me and murdered me. He could have not known how to drive it, and we fall on that tall mountain thing, and yeah.
All right.
But instead, I was safe, and it was a fun time. And yeah, Greece, definitely loved it. What else happened? Mexico, going to Tulum. First time at all-inclusive resort, loved it. Would recommend to someone to do that again. That was amazing. That trip was needed to help me to pull me out of like a terrible mental state that I was in. Like, I was just, oof. I don't want to eat. All I had want to do was just stay in the bed. So to have that trip, it was like, it's okay. You can breathe. Like you said, the weddings, they were fun. It was interesting not having you as my wedding date.
You were leaving for me.
Because typically... Don't do that.
So glad you have somebody that can go with you.
First of all.
To your many weddings that you are invited to.
Oh my goodness. First of all, you act like you didn't like have fun at the other weddings.
I had fun. I had to induce it myself.
Jesus.
But they were fun. They were very fun weddings. Thank you for bringing me along. I appreciate those trips.
Of course. And then I guess the cruise, like I said, it was an experience. I enjoyed it. I definitely agree. We have been away from like being around each other like that, to where it was like, all right, just let them go through it.
Go through what? Oh, you talking about the hangover?
Everything. I was like, just let him go through it. Just let them go through it. And I was like, it'll be okay. Just keep smiling. Just keep swimming.
So many people.
And we kept seeing the same people. Once over and over. You know, we saw the dump truck, who was actually a smart car.
The rooster. I think
we saw many roosters.
We saw about two, three different roosters. They just looked like the same person, but they weren't. But they had that same...
Oh, I thought that was the same person.
We saw the rooster quite a
bit. I thought it was the same person. And we saw the young gay, I don't know what they were, Hispanic of some sort. It was an interesting time.
Yeah, he was tore up all the time, wasn't he? He was just laying down, just trying to make his way. But
every time we saw him,
get right back up the next morning, then like nothing happened.
Right at breakfast. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, honey.
By that nighttime, he was done. He was over it. He was laying, slain in the spirit.
Slurring. You know. But I would say those have been the moments. And then, of course, meeting new people and making new connections have always been nice. And because I seem to like make connections whenever I go to new cities and new jobs. And my performance that I did, that I'm super proud of, because last year me and my voice teacher worked a lot on my vocal transitions. Because he realized that I have a higher modal voice than what he thought. And also I can bring my falsetto lower than a lot of people. So I be having like these moments where I could do this and I could do that. But what would make better sense as far as like how the song goes, and just kind of like helping me understand what to do and how to do it, since I can do this and I can do that. And when I listened to the, first of all, looking at the video quality was wonderful. I enjoyed it. Everyone looked nice. But when I listened, I was very pleased, because even though in my mind I'm over here like thinking about this and thinking about that, like, but when I listen to it, like everything just flows, and just like it was no cracks, it was no like hard breaks. Even though I was nervous and mouth was getting dry and I had to pee, I was just like, I'm just gonna sing it, I'm gonna do it. And it was just a nice, smooth, lovely moment. I was like, like, thank God, y'all just good.
Yes, the growth.
Exactly.
That's what it was.
So I would say those things for me have been the thing. So I know you already said that you wanted to do like more with your publishing business and whatnot. Is there anything else that you're looking forward to as far as the next year?
I mean, I'm looking forward to the surprises of next year. Because I've got several of those this year, so can't say what else. This is what I know of. So as far as next year, the new surprises, There's already one trip that's already planned for next year with the family. So looking forward to that. My little sister is graduating from high school, so we're all my parents have, all their children will be adults. And yes, yeah, so looking forward to that, and then the surprises and new experiences and new relationships, because I feel it. I feel it's right at my doorstep. It's so close. Whatever the relationship it is, this face. You had that auntie face, that auntie slash grandma face. That she was. Yeah, let me not say. Cool. But yes, that's what I am looking forward to next year.
Cool beans. I'd say, I don't have many surprises, to be honest. I don't have many surprises, but I'm definitely looking forward to any possible trips. But yeah, but other than that, hopefully just putting out more music stuff, and hopefully me and a mutual friend of ours, we get our lives together and we finally release some EPs, because we've been talking about it. She's been writing stuff. I've been going through some stuff in my head and trying to find producers, but for some reason it's kind of hard to find a producer that like will work with you and not try to fuck you.
Once again, it is the aura that you give off. I'm not saying it's all your fault. That's not what I'm saying.
But, I'm gonna say, are you victim blaming? What the hell? Sheesh.
But yeah, who are you asking about for this producer? Like, how are you getting in touch with these people?
Well, these are people that I've known for a minute, and I knew they did music, and so I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm interested in doing this and that and the other, but instead of them coming to me about doing music, they rather want to like talk about like, oh, so when am I taking you out? No, I came to you about music, not fucking.
I don't know what to say about that. I'm sorry. I know if you pray about it, you'll find it. He'll show you the way. So, I feel like you have. You done that?
Exactly. I have not prayed about the producer situation. I guess I need to pray about it.
Bring the anointing, it'll make things easier. And the oil drips from the beard. That is my advice to you. And your friend, your writer.
But anyways, but yeah. So we talked about this year. We'll talk about next year. What are you hoping for this podcast?
What does that mean? What question is this?
Like, as far as like next year, like, what are you hoping to like for us to do to kind of like. I feel like we've upped ourselves this year than what we did last year. But, you know, it's always modes of science, not science, it's always opportunities to improve. So.
As far as for the pod, I don't know. I just hope that we continue to give better and better content. And I guess our conversations because some of them have been really entertaining. Because I think this one has been one of the entertaining ones. But sometimes we can be a little serious. So.
Oh, I feel like you were looking at me on that one. I appreciate that.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at the screen. So if I'm looking at the screen and you're looking at me, then yeah. But yeah, I just hope to continue to grow and have more vibes with our conversations. Have more to say on my half and less on your half. But that comes with time and growth in doing this. And that comes with our mental states keeping up and us not like drowning in other things to do. Because I think you're doing a lot, and I think come next year I'm going to be doing a lot. So we're going to have to keep our timings straight, and none of this, I'm out, can you do this an hour later? It's going to be a nah.
Okay. I'll be trying, and somebody will be like, oh, wait. Like, hey. Or especially if I'm, like, out of town or something, and all of a sudden, like, I'm like, all right, I'm going to wake up. Then you'll do that one text, and I'd be like, he didn't even call. And then the one time that you did call. Now I'm talking about when I was in Greece.
You think I was going to call you when you was in Greece?
Yes.
No.
Anyways, but the one time you did call, I was literally laying on top of my phone was underneath my arm, and I literally woke up maybe like 30 minutes, an hour afterwards. I'm just like, fuck. Oh, well. But yeah, that's definitely something that I know I will have to work on and whatnot.
Yes, my expectations are just for us to continue to give better and better content, because, I mean, we're close to it. I think, people have said that I'm funny, but I still don't see it. I don't. I just think I'm like a stale gummy bear, you know, like I have dry responses. So I feel like that's not entertaining, but apparently it is. So yeah, I'll just continue to show that, continue to be ourselves, and, you know, have better content. That's my want for next year. Content right now isn't bad. It's good. It can be better.
Of course, it can always be better. But I think, I feel like as far as like conversations go, I feel like you have grown a lot from the first season or first year, as far as like you talking more. Mm-hmm. And your takeovers have been like, you can tell you're less uptight, and I won't say uptight, but you're more comfy, you're more comfortable doing your takeovers. And then when we do the things with Indy, like you've been better, I must say.
Thanks.
Of course.
Long time coming.
I'm screaming. But as for me, like, just ultimately just hopefully, I know we keep saying we'll do better with our social media presence, but dear God, it's just so hard. Like, it's so hard for me to be like, I'm finna make a post. What the post is gonna be? And it's just like, it's so hard. It's already. But outside, I mean, but once again, more presence with our listeners, and definitely having better content that's not only educational, but, you know, still entertaining. So
good, right. Goals, we can meet them, we can do it.
Exactly. And you can help us with our goals by hitting us up on our social media or emailing us at whythesongbirdsings@gmail.com. hit us up on Facebook at whythesongbirdsings, WTSS, TikTok, our Instagram at WhythesOnBirdSings, and on Twitter at official WTSS pod. Because hearing from you guys and actually talking to you guys helps with like topics and kind of like stuff to think about, and also just kind of know like how do you feel about everything. And And yeah, like the more we engage with you, the more we can probably say things that you guys would want us to like discuss, whether it's pop culture, whether it's like dating relationships, whether it's spirituality, any of these things that you would like to talk about and discuss, we will certainly will. And so I have no more to say. I have to go get ready for a party that is at 4:30. So everyone knows. Actually, it doesn't take me that long like it used to get ready. Mm. But I do kind of go through like 5 outfits before I actually figure out which one is the actual outfit. Don't do that. Don't do that.
You've gotten better.
Thank you. Thank you.
Still takes way too long, but you got better.
I mean, but now it's like more stuff. And then like, it's like, you know, now I got to put on a bra now. Now I got to like,
what you bra?
Know,
you ain't put on no bra the whole time we was on a cruise. You ain't put on no bra.
Nah, you a motherfucking lie. Don't do that. You
putting stars on your nipples.
No, I wore... Oh, I did just wear a bra.
You did not wear a bra.
I wore a bra twice.
Unless you wore... You did not wear a bra. No, you didn't.
I wore a bra once. It must have been... And I think that was the last night.
Skin tone.
That was... No, it was the that black thing. That was a bra, sir.
Okay. I'm glad you said it right, that black thing.
Oh, my God. What's it called? You know, because I had on the sports bra with the deep black V-neck, and I had the skirt on underneath it. I mean, the skirt on.
Yeah, I was looking at your clothes like that, but
I asked you to fix it at one point. How could you not know that was a bra?
I thought it was a dress.
No, that was a bra.
You be wearing such weird clothes sometimes anyway, so okay, you wore a bra.
You
okay,
know
you
what?
Wore one bra the whole 5 days you were there. You wore one bra. Okay, you got you. You wore a bra. There's a time you was wearing nipple coverings.
That means something for me, okay? Anyone who has worn a bra knows that they're not the most comfortable. Yes, they aesthetically will have them nice and up and your nipples covered and up in your chin, but I just rather just let them bounce in they natural state. And if they fall out like the girl on the stage from the cruise, then you know they just fall out.
I missed that.
Her titties will titty you.
I missed that pop out. I missed it.
We did. We missed that in the dude getting naked. I was like, oh, I'm happy everyone else is telling me about this situation. My God. Anyways, but nevertheless, I have to go get ready. Shahari has lots of things to do because she's always doing something.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I'm shocked.
Well, I do have stuff to do today, yes. But
exactly. Exactly. All right. Anyways. But it has been wonderful making content for for you all. And we just can't wait to come back with some more. We may or may not do like a wrap-up episode or a recap of the year episode where we play little clips and whatnot. And Shahari tells you what were his favorite episodes. And I tell you what were my favorite episodes and favorite guests that we've had. but yes. But yeah. But... Thank you all. Love you all. And you have anything to add, Shahari?
Thank you for listening. And we will see you next year.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Reflection.